Only stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron Updates, Divisional Weekend. Yeah, I'm down and out of it. Vikings are done. Chargers are done. I was going to call in sick today, but here I am. So we also have Rob here with us, of course.
And I'm just as sad as you, too. It's
he was going to call in sick. We were going to play hooky together, but
we're just going to move on to the draft.
Yeah, the draft and what the Vikings offseason looks like, which is also going to be either a home run or not. So, D'Angelo, welcome back. Our resident Lions fan.
Nice to be back, man.
Still in the playoffs, the Lions.
Yeah. A little bye week action, you know, resting up the boys. Montgomery will be back next week. I'm
You're
excited.
Ready? You feel rested?
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely. Yeah.
You know?
I feel like I honestly would have taken the Bucks to play this weekend over the Commanders because, oh, my, I got Jaden. He's in his bag right now.
He might give you a little issues.
Yeah, and Terry, scary Terry, too. So, I mean, it'll be a good game, though. We'll win.
Because that offense will be different. We'll get into it.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Jake, to my Larry, left, whatever. Jake, told you I'm out of it. Screw this. But I'm just kidding. Jake, what's going on? A resident Ravens fan.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. RIP Vikings.
Yeah, RIP. I got my flag, as you can see. Is it upside down even?
No.
It just should be. It's just backwards. Yeah.
Well, it's just disappointing.
It is.
Yeah. But your Ravens, are doing well.
Yeah, they looked really good against the Steelers. We'll definitely talk about that and have a really good matchup against the Bills coming up on Sunday.
Really good matchup.
Battle of the MVPs, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, that might be the game for MVP.
No, for sure.
They don't take playoffs into consideration.
They say that. Yeah,
but
they say that.
We all know the shield is going to shield, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, and obviously don't forget Kev behind the screen there making everything happen for us.
Welcome back,
like
Kev.
Always. Kev. Just getting back from vacay. So, somewhere tan. Actually, we did mention it last week how tan he was.
Yeah.
Now he's no longer as tan because it's -4 today. So
cold. That,
automatically, if you're tan at all in Minnesota and it's -4, you immediately lose the tan. Anyway,
yeah, for sure.
Anyway, let's just move on. That's right. Let's get to these game recaps, Kev, just like that. And our game recaps. Reminder that the two number one seeds, the Chiefs and the Detroit Lions, excuse me, both those names for some reason get me, had the byes. So the first game of the week, poor Chargers traveling to the Houston Texans, where actually I believe most of the Banner crew, other than two people, took the Chargers. By the way, you never got me your picks.
Oh, who would you have picked? I had the Texans on my parlay.
Of course you did.
Sure.
Well, you see here. Yeah, he went 5-0 last week.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Obviously, I thought the Chargers would at least show up a little bit more, but it just got away from him late in the game there. The picks from Herbert, I mean, just, I don't understand. Trying to force too much.
Yeah, Texans defense, they didn't establish a running game really at all, so they just pinned their ears back and just got after him and couple tip balls. I wouldn't say all of the picks were Herbert's fault, but
two went through receivers' hands.
For
sure.
It's unfortunate.
But I still feel like the Texans had that game, even with a little bit of our play.
But that was the Texans defense that we saw like mid to late season that, like, you know, you figured would carry the Texans through the playoffs, and then they kind of stumbled there a little bit towards the end of the season. That's what made me choose the Chargers. Yeah, I was gonna be biased too. But
that's true.
I was nervous about whether or not that defense would actually show up, and now it's like, okay, now that Texans Chiefs game is interesting.
Yeah,
you know, that's not a given now for the Chiefs. Yeah. So, just all in all, bad showing for the Chargers.
First year out of Harbaugh,
sure, he got him back in the playoffs.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. So
hats off to him.
So they just need a running back, and I think that team will, their defense is pretty solid. They got some nice cornerstones on there with Mac and Bosa on the side, well, and James in the back.
Mac's considering retirement.
Yeah.
It came out today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
But, like, you know, of course, like you said, who knows, like, right? Yeah. Like, it could be a couple months. Like, we're sad about possibly Harrison Smith of the Vikes, right? But who knows? 2-3 months from now, your body's healed up a little bit. You're like, you know what? Yeah, maybe one more year.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'd like to. Definitely. I don't need to hear bad news 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, no, you're right. And the funny part is we kept saying, like, how Dobbins, like, they got to have Dobbins to fix this offense. They got to have him. And they just, they had him.
Yeah.
It didn't make a difference this week.
I don't think he was fully healthy back from that.
Probably not. I mean, probably pushing it.
He was like, I'm going to play even if I'm at 80%.
And they still ran Gus Edwards 7 times.
Exactly. So that kind of shows you that he wasn't fully back.
Well, the Texans had Al Shaier finally back from that suspension.
Yeah. He makes a big difference.
Yeah.
For sure.
He definitely does. A bunch of speed and toughness to that defense.
Yeah.
And then obviously the two pass rushers. It's just. The defense is actually scary, so good luck, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Mix ran for 100, mm-hmm. Nico had over a hondo. You know, those are the two guys. If they get rolling, then that Texas defense, watch out, Chiefs fans.
Yeah, no doubt. Possible upset lurking. We'll talk about it. All right, next game. What we got? This is Jake's game. The Steelers traveling to Baltimore. The Steelers almost sneaking away with this, right?
No. They definitely met a freight train of running back. Well, really of Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Just steamrolled him. But, yeah, the Steelers' defense didn't come to play, giving up almost 300 yards.
Yeah, that was terrible.
TJ Watt, zero stats?
Zero stats?
Correct.
That's right.
Wow, he didn't record anything?
Not even
an assist, huh?
And he's a game changer.
Yeah, right? He is.
Like, yeah, no. Let me confirm because it's right in front of me.
I think there were some concerns or questions about how the Ravens' offense was going to change or work without Zay Flowers playing, and the rest of like both the tight ends, so likely Andrews, Bateman,
Schema,
they all showed up, and Lamar got the ball around. So 7 different receivers catching a ball, and then you just like give it to Derrick Henry and let him go to town.
And you're still letting Lamar run for another 81 yards himself.
Exactly. I think he ran it a little too many times, 15 carries, because one of those tackles, he got a knee in the back, and he was definitely favoring his back for a while during the rest of that game. But I think he'll be good. But definitely, again, looking forward to going to Buffalo, facing the Bills. I think it's going to be cold and physical, and it's going to be a great game.
All right. Typical AFC North matchup.
Yeah.
You know.
Who else? Vikings play next year, FYI.
Yeah, great. Awesome. A great division.
I might as well get all the bad news out of the way.
Yeah.
Harrison Smith's retiring.
Right.
Vikings play AFC North and then NFC West. Like, oh,
East.
My God.
Yeah.
East. Yeah, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Yeah, that game I predicted was 31-10. I thought it was going to be a blowout. It was 21-0 at half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Steelers couldn't establish any running game. And then you're just putting it on Russell Wilson. That's not a success.
Then the Ravens responding back like right away after the Steelers got their first touchdown with their own fast. It was, 6 plays? And they just ran down the field. So they were there and ready for it.
No, the Baltimore Ravens are so overpowered right now. I mean, it's going to be so tough to stop them.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Again, we'll touch on those games. We can dive into those matchups because they're going to be so crazy this weekend. But, yeah, Ravens getting the dub. Russell Wilson, though, for the Steelers, does say he wants to return. Is that something Pittsburgh should entertain, or should they just give it to Fields? Or come get Sam Darnold. I mean, he might be available.
That is true.
Yeah. I don't think if I'm... Or do they get rid of a Mike? I'm gonna hear some talks about that.
Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin came out, I think it was either today or yesterday, and came out and pretty much said, like, don't even waste your time. Like,
yeah.
If you want to even approach about that, like, don't even waste your time. Like, so No, I don't.
I mean, the guy's never had a losing season, and Steelers insane. Typically don't move from coaches very fast. And,
yeah.
Yep.
And no. One bad exit, like, I don't know, did anyone really think the Steelers were going to do much this
Absolutely
year?
Not. So, not with Russell Wilson
and made the playoffs. Field. So, I don't get it.
In a tough division.
In a very, yeah, so.
Very tough competitive division.
So, I think they overperformed this year, so I'd almost, as a Steelers fan, be like, oh, Tomlin still's got it.
Yeah, no, he's definitely still that guy. I feel like if anything, if they were to part ways, it'd be like a mutual agreement. Like, hey, you know, he'd probably come to them before they come to him trying to get rid of him. So it'll be like he'll step back.
For Tomlin?
Yeah, for sure.
I just couldn't imagine him going anywhere else.
No, I don't either.
So yeah. I don't think he's don't done either. With football. I don't either. You know, so.
No chance.
Should, if Pittsburgh were to keep Russell Wilson, like another 1-year deal or whatever, and still have Fields... Like, if they just get a solid running back, I don't know who that would be, but somebody other than Najee Harris, is that enough to elevate that offense to be able to compete in this game?
I feel like they need another wideout, too.
Yeah.
Pickens, for sure.
Yeah, Pickens can't
and
do it.
And offensive
all.
Line.
Yeah, their offensive line.
That's so it's way more than just the running game.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I don't think there's a free agent
do
out
they keep
there.
Najee Harris?
Wow.
Do they keep Najee Harris?
No,
I'm shipping
him off.
I think this is his last year.
I'm shipping him off.
I think he's gone.
Yep, you let Najee walk. You keep Warren because he's a spark plug for that offense, and you need to find yourself a new hammer.
New hammer. Fair enough.
Najee got his chance.
For sure. You know? Yeah, for sure. He got his chance. So, with that, again, Ravens getting the win, 28-14, and they go on to play the Bills this week. Good luck.
Circle the wagons.
Yeah, right. Broncos, we do not need to spend a ton of time on this game, but we'll talk about it. Broncos traveling to Buffalo. And that's about all they did was travel there. Bo Nix really didn't look that bad. There was some ups and downs, but he came out and said, like, after the game, like, how promising. They lost 31-7, by the way. Didn't say that, but he came out and said, like, how promising, and, like, the Broncos are trending upward, and they feel like they're disappointed, sure, but I think they're happy they made the playoffs, and they feel confident about starting next season, you know, 0-0 and getting a fresh slate.
I mean, I would totally agree with that. I mean, Bo Nix, what did they draft him at? 16-ish? They were middle of the pack.
Was like 12 six. Or 13.
No, there
what?
Was.
No, they he was
they
after.
They got up to six.
No. Was he 12 then? Was he the last quarterback
yeah,
taken?
Yeah, he was after.
Yeah, he was after McCarthy.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 12.
Because they traded
there
up
six
to,
and
to get
six,
to him.
Six quarterbacks
yeah, because
in
they
the first
thought,
12.
Yeah, because Sean Payton thought he pulled a fast one on the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And after they took JJ, he's like, oh, no.
I mean, they got some good cornerstones. They got some decent receivers. They still, their defense is solid. I mean, the score was 10-7 at half,
yep,
so it wasn't
sure.
like
yeah.
it was
exactly.
a total blowout. Just then you saw Buffalo's experience and Josh Allen just take over in the second half. And then
James Cook.
You know, Bo Nix had to press a little bit. You know, it's playoffs, and kind of the hometown team and the cold weather really got to him.
Yeah, I think it continued the story of just, like, how important the running game was this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Because James Cook had 120 yards rushing, and the Broncos couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, they had
the ground.
79 yards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and as far as the other side of things go, yeah, Bills just controlled for most of the game. I mean, yeah, 10-7 at half, but, I mean, they put their foot on the gas pedal in the second half and didn't take it off.
Yeah.
I mean, just everything was going their way. So shaping up for, like we said, they play the Ravens, shaping up for just a crazy, probably the game of the week, I would imagine, if there is one in playoffs. I mean, every game's game of the week pretty much in playoffs, but, like, I think that one is probably, like, if we had to pick one,
yeah,
I don't know, Chiefs Texans would be good.
That's the cream
too,
of the crop.
Most
know?
Electrifying, I would say. You know, you got, like, once again, we got two.
Like you
MVP
said, MVP
candidates.
Versus MVP
yeah.
pretty yep. much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like I said, we don't need to spend a ton of time on this one. We know what happened here, but just experience, really, like you stated. But hey, I think the Broncos could come back next year, probably still a wild card behind the Chiefs, Chargers. Who knows right now? But
yeah.
they need some work too. But
you never know. It's like that's how the NFL schedule really works. Now they're gonna play the second place team record. Mm-hmm. You know, schedule next year.
True.
So, like,
True.
You know, like all these non-playoff teams, like, you know, the Commanders, who totally just flip their season, or the Chargers.
They're going to play a different
schedule. They're going to play a little different, because that's one of the things we were talking about. The Chargers, they didn't play anybody for the first 12 games, you know? Yeah. And the two, all their losses were against good teams. So.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. No doubt. Bills getting the dub, 31-7 in Buffalo. And they got one more, at least one more home game. So we'll talk about that in a minute. The next three games that we have to talk about real quick, honestly, it's all about quarterback play. Almost. But I think that's the main reason that made the difference, honestly, in these next three, starting with the Packers traveling to Philadelphia. For me, that's just, Jordan Love didn't look crisp at all.
No, he didn't. He looked stressed. Like, he didn't find no rhythm. I mean, they just weren't.
Christian Watson.
Yeah, you know,
that seemed to make a huge difference.
A lot of dudes got banged up, too, for sure. I mean,
Reed got him.
Yeah, Jaden Reed went down, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, I knew that game was going to be a walk in the park for the Eagles. They're hungry, too. I would say, like, that's – if I'm the Lions, I'm definitely watching out for the Eagles. I mean, they got the full shebang over there on offense, running back, wideouts, you name it, Hurts. You know,
that would be a fun rushing battle, Lions versus the Eagles for the NFC Championship.
That would be dope.
Did you all feel like Jalen Hurts was back? Or do you still feel like he's still, you know, like that's going into next week? I didn't feel like he played.
I think it's questionable.
He played like a B game.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't need to, though.
But I feel like that's a discussion about Jalen Hurts all the time.
The game ended
up being close, though, because the Packers were only down by 6.
Yeah.
In the fourth,
and then they screwed the pooch. But.
Yeah, but they had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So you would need a better performance out of Jalen. Saquon could have done more, but I mean Saquon still did his job. Yeah. I don't want to hear about all of the people being like, "Oh, Saquon shouldn't have slid and not scored that."
I think that's the smartest move he could have done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for sure.
You're looking for the W.
Yeah, no, I think that's the smartest move he could have done. But like even last season, I felt this way about Jalen Hurts. You know, last season and almost this entire season, but then back on like what you said, he's only doing enough, like that he has to. Like
exactly.
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't
do
need
more
to
than
go
that.
Above.
So
and
it's, I don't know, it's tough, but like it just feels like it's been that way for the last two seasons for me. So like maybe this is just what we're gonna get. Maybe this is just what Jalen Hurts is, and like, you know,
can't expect too much. Like I mean,
but he still gets his team's still getting deep into the playoffs though.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So,
well, he doesn't make dumb mistakes. That's how I think, really. You know, like, when he plays his worst, like, he throws, he's going to be below 60% passing most of the time. He might get some big long, you know, yardage plays. Mm-hmm. And then he'll hit a run or two there when you're like, ah, that's really nice. That gets you that first down. But then, you know, there's a few of those plays, like, later in the season where he's got to fit it between a gap that he doesn't do and throws that pick, you know. I feel like when you get man-to-man, he plays, succeeds really well, you know, and a running game always helps, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And when it's Saquon, you know, that's going to get you ahead. So, Eagles getting the dub, 22-10 over the Packers. Closing thoughts on the Packers, I guess, for me is just, I don't know, it's a good thing they signed Jordan Love to that prove-it deal. Because he's got to keep proving it next season.
True, but that,
he got injured this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's going to throw you off, but that's just, it wasn't a good showing. Yeah.
Jacob's going to, most of their team's going to be back. Jacob's going to be back. All those young receivers are probably going to be back.
Hopefully, Watson's back.
You know, so like, I don't think the Packers are dead in the water.
I don't think they're dead in the water, but I think they're a little nervous, like a couple of these other teams we're about to talk about, about their quarterback play when it comes down to crunch time. You know what I mean? So, that matters.
It always matters.
Yeah. You know? So, and it was just so bad to me. I don't know. It just stands out. But again, these next three games, there's quarterback play that stand out. So, whatever. Next game. Who do we got? Commanders.
Game of the week.
Commanders at the Bucks. Poor Baker, but awesome for Jaden Daniels. I mean, he just lit it up.
He's so.
When you said electric about somebody else earlier tonight, I mean, that's Jaden Daniels, too. He's a game changer.
And he was so calm and composed the entire game.
Yeah, you didn't see him lash out after a bad play. Like, on that fourth down play, when he was it Terry that scored
Scary Terry?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He he was composed. Like, sat back in the pocket, pressure
found
was coming.
Found the man,
and then, you know, you got to let your playmakers make big plays, too, because Terry, that's their playmaker in the wideout position.
He did look super comfortable. It was kind of like we were talking before we recorded, like, how comfortable Lamar Jackson was looking this week. And that's, he looked very Lamar Jackson-esque this week.
Yeah. Yes.
Quiet feet, you know. Mm-hmm. Totally unlike Sam Darnold, but quiet feet, you know, feeling the pressure. It's just like that sense that's almost not coachable. It's like you either have or you don't. And the dude is just different. Whether or not the Commanders win next week or not, I don't think it matters. Like, their season is a success.
Easy.
And who knows? They can make a run at that division next year. Who knows if the Eagles can repeat what they're doing, you know? Even though they should have most people returning too, I believe. But
I think the Redskins are going to be the team that stacks like the Texans did this year.
Commanders.
Commanders.
Well, you've been around for a while.
True story. Let's move on. But yeah, they have a ton of money, you know, available for picking up those free agents, just like Texans did. So I could see them making a ton of moves this year to solidify that team and start making a run, like they tried to do with, you know, CJ Stroud this year.
Yeah,
and it's just crazy how well that defense has bounced back 2 years removed from getting rid of Chase Young and Montez Sweat. You know, thinking like, oh, that's a bad idea. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you're trying to build something, but they've done it, and you know, it's just fun to watch. And now they, you know, able to get the win on a field goal. Did you see how nervous Zane Gonzalez was?
No. So,
or is it?
Yes. Oh,
is
there,
he, or does
so
he have like a tick or something?
No, dude, no,
he
so
was like,
no,
like just
so
like,
yeah. Yes,
trying to put his helmet on the knot. Then yes, the knot.
So actually, so a lot of people were questioning that, and I get it. Like, my brother-in-law.
It's probably nerves. You know.
Yeah,
OCD.
For sure. Yeah, he's diagnosed with OCD.
Sure.
So it's legit. And we were, because we didn't know any better at the time, like, why does he just keep, like, fixing his hair and trying to put on something like it's hair?
Probably feels like he didn't do it yet. And
And then also they had cut at some point where he had actually, as they were driving, he had his kicking shoe off and he was fixing his sock. And trying to get it to feel right, and then putting his shoe back on. So,
oh wow,
yeah,
banked it in,
amen. Hey, and that's what
banked it in.
I know people want to get down on kickers all the time, but dude, there's some real
pressure-packed
moments for them, dude. And if you're not, you know, you're not
built
in
that
moment every single week, like a quarterback or receiver potentially, or you know, even an edge rusher or something, right?
Exactly.
But you know, so when you're just thrown into there like that, I can't imagine. And the whole weight of the team, the season, if it's like that, you know what I mean?
Second most important player on the team. Paid like it.
Yeah, they definitely
don't. Ask Adam Vinatieri.
When they should.
Yeah.
right.
Millions off
Is he
that.
Still the...
No, he's been
no, yeah, he's
a
long gone.
No. I know he's not in the league. No.
Oh, okay.
Is he still... Was he the points leader in the NFL all time? Is it Vinatieri?
He should be.
All-time points leader in NFL. I thought it was Vinatieri. I could be wrong, but
I thought someone beat him lately.
That's what I mean, though.
Really?
I feel like somebody did beat him. I don't know who it would have been.
Google machine.
Unless it was Justin Tucker.
It's Adam Vinatieri still.
It is Vinatieri. Yep. Okay, who's the second?
Morton Anderson.
Ooh, the old saint.
And then Gary Anderson.
Gary. His cousin. Let's not talk about Gary. Well,
he wasn't good at the game winners.
I was only three.
Sore topic for Vikings fans.
That's so funny.
I was only three when Gary missed that. Yeah. So that's just generational hurt is what we call that.
at least that game was competitive.
Oh, God. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Commanders Bucks. Yeah, Commanders getting the dub 23-20 on the Zane Gonzalez kick. That was pretty awesome. Doinked it in, but hey, made it.
Wins a win, baby.
They get to travel and play your boys. So I can't wait to talk about that. We'll get there.
Man,
let's hurry up with this because this last one doesn't really need to be talked about. But
well, wait, hold on. You don't want to talk about Baker Mayfield's fumble?
I do, actually, because he does feel super bad about that. As he should, I think. Like, I mean, it is kind of on him, but.
Yeah,
I mean, he still played a good game.
Yeah, he did.
Know?
He did.
So
he didn't make too many mistakes.
Yeah, the fumble was like the only thing that I'd knock on him.
And right now, with the way that the NFC South is. I mean, yeah, Atlanta's there, so yeah. Atlanta will have a full season of Michael Penix. So yeah. We don't know what that's going to give you. Carolina, not ready yet, probably. In New Orleans, who knows? Right now in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think Mike Evans comes back?
Yes.
Why would he not?
So, yeah.
Might as well.
Just to break Jerry Rice's record.
For most consecutive years of year.
Might as well.
He lit up Marcus Lattimore.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he literally exposed
him.
It
wasn't even really a contest this time.
Because like every other time they've matched up, Lattimore's always won, and they're just like, oh man, he's got you this time.
Yeah, he seemed beat up though. Lattimore, I feel like he wasn't 100%. And you could just tell the way he was just overly aggressive on some plays with Mike Evans. Like with the penalties. Just,
Lattimore likes playing that way too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, it's the playoffs. Like you gotta just, you gotta man up and just play ball. He definitely got in Lattimore's head. They put the man on man on him. They was like, "Your best man against mine." So we're gonna see who's gonna win. And Mike Evans,
7 targets, 7 receptions. What you gonna do? You know what I mean?
It's a Hall of Famer, man.
So yeah, Commanders getting the win.
What?
What?
I was feeling really good. All right, here I was 5-0 going into this last game.
Yeah,
I'd rather be 1-5 right now, to be honest.
Yeah, if it meant that they won. Yeah. So the Vikes traveling to Phoenix to play the LA Rams after the game was moved. A lot of Vikings fans there, actually. But they're gonna go ahead and get the L.
Yes,
27-9. To the Rams. Now, before we even talk about the Vikings and their woes, and I don't even know where to start, but all credit to the Rams. Man, their defense played outstanding.
Oh,
yes,
for sure.
Sam Darnold held onto the ball way too freaking long on a lot of plays. But, like, that defense is super young, and when there was rumors, like, I think it was last season, that Sean McVay could retire or maybe be done. Well, now he's got
TV.
You go to TV or something. Well, now he's got this young defense that, you know, you can mold and have with you. You still got a veteran quarterback that knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, the fumble play.
Oh,
you know, that's just a veteran quarterback knowing the rule book to a T. You know, like, I was amped, right? We scored a touchdown, woohoo, got called back. They showed the replay, and I'm like,
yeah, when I
son of a gun, that's right, though. That was, like, because you can flick it forward. Like, that's a pass, you know?
And
like,
the cool is right
it's
there.
It's annoying
so,
because it doesn't look like he really came that forward with it. But however, by rule, it makes sense. Yep.
But he was tied up and his head was down, like, hold on.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I agree.
So, like, the letter of the law suggests absolutely is, like, it was an incomplete pass, whatever. But, like, I think the spirit in that instance, Stafford was trying to just get rid of the ball.
100%.
Like,
he wasn't trying to
complete
a pass.
That sack.
So how do we change that?
You got to get in the brains, put chips in there, so you know if he's thinking if he's trying to complete a pass or not. Then we'll know.
Okay, Elon. but it's like, is it a judgment call for the refs then? You know, like it used to be, like in the grasp, or do you get it has to be within a yard? Well,
their judgment calls have been
grounding
crap this
is,
year.
So. Grounding, at least over the last 2 years, feels like it's always been a judgment call where they're like, well, was he out of the tackle box or not? Was there a receiver in there? And they're talking about it, and then they throw the flag. So why would that not be any different in this?
Well, they didn't call. They didn't throw a flag on that play.
Right, they didn't. Correct. But I'm saying in other instances where it's like, well, everyone that's watching is like, why the heck was that not grounding? You see him talking, and then like 2 seconds later, they throw the flag and call the grounding.
Yeah.
Well, they
initially called it a fumble on the field.
Fumble. Touchdown.
Yeah, touchdown. So that's why they didn't have a conversation.
That's why they didn't throw the flag.
Because
then the replay can't throw the flag. So then it's
exactly.
Vikes just got screwed over. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? There's way more than that happened that lost the game for the Vikes, but that sucked.
And then Harry Henderson. We got to talk about him for half. Hall of Famer. He is one of four.
Harry Henderson. Harrison Smith is who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not talking about the Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Right.
He kind of plays like one sometimes.
Could have been Hitman's last game.
Finished the one of four safeties, you know, that are all in the Hall of Fame with the same numbers, 1,000 tackles, 30 interceptions, and 20 sacks. So I think Canton is easy.
You think it's a lock for
Harrison? It's pretty much a lock. Just looking at some of the statistics, he's in the top 10 of almost, and all those guys are on the
HOF. And in the day and age of like everybody saying like, oh, everybody gets in Hall of Fame type deal. MLB for sure is known for it right now. Yeah, really bad. But like if he's got the same stats as guys back then, like, you know, he's
doing it at a high level. Yeah, he's in a league club, you know, mm-hmm. with the all of them are in the HOF right now. So, yeah.
So then do you think he's first ballot?
It might give him.
It would depend who else is on the ballot. Who else is on the ballot?
Because personally,
him and Aaron Rodgers will be on the ballot for this year.
Because like,
well, Aaron's got to have a stint in Minnesota.
Because just like watching Harrison Smith as a half Packer fan living in Minnesota, see a lot of them. Yeah,
right.
He's
gonna trade that out for the Vikings, though.
I think he's hollow really good.
Okay.
Like
I think you're. Take is hella bad.
Dang.
Yeah, I just like he's.
You're saying I'm being a homer, is what you're saying?
Possibly. Okay. I don't think he's that big of a game changer as far as like safeties go.
Man, this season he was. He got the game sealing pick like 3-4 games, I think, this year.
Yeah.
A couple of them were just like fly balls.
No, I mean, I'm a little biased because I got umpteen years of Ed Reed. Who's arguably greatest safety ever.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Or Butler as a Packers fan. But he has better stats than Butler. Would you say Butler? He's HOF. No, was he game changer?
No, he wasn't.
But he's HOF.
You know, but I would say Ed Reed is a game changer.
The NFL probably was like, you know, he needs to get in because he did the Lambeau Leap thing, whatever.
Oh.
So that's my other non-half Packer fan.
Back to this.
Yeah. So.
This half Packer fan, non-half Packer thing, turn on and off switch. Yeah. Yeah. Screwing me up.
But hey, I could see it as what you're saying as outside looking in. Did he have the biggest? Was he Dion? Was he Charles Woodson? Was he Ed Reed?
That's the guy that I have to be worried about every single play. A lot of times. Sure. Like,
well, you talked to Aaron Rodgers. He was like, he would probably disagree with your take.
Well, Jake's also not Aaron Rodgers, but I would agree with that.
I mean, Aaron, you would have the highest regard of, you know, playing against. If they always, he always talked about, he has to know where 22 is on the field at all times.
Yeah,
which is true. But when you play him twice a year, you know, it's different in division too, for sure.
Yeah. But
I mean, elephant in the room. Enough Harry talk because he's probably gonna be HOF. But I. Respect to Ed Reed. I do really like Ed Reed. He was
a definition
of a baller. Ed Reed had a better career than Smith.
Oh, Brian Dawkins.
Oh, another hard hitter. Hard hitting safety.
Yeah, he's vicious, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Yeah. We could go on a tangent. Okay. Elephant in the room, Vikings, Sam Darnold. Are they divorcing? Are they going to renew their vows?
Sign and trade is about the only way I see it.
Yeah.
Sign and trade?
Yep.
Why would you sign that if you're Darnold then? Why don't you just walk and go find your own?
Franchise tag him.
But what? Three weeks ago. Yeah, good point, right? Yeah. All of that, what I just said right there. Yeah. Good point. 3 weeks ago, I would have franchise tagged him for sure and went into next season not trading J.J. McCarthy and let Sam Darnold start and then maybe trade him off if things are looking sour and somebody else needs a QB, whatever. Now that we're at this point, I don't know if I want to franchise tag him because is anybody going to be interested in him
at that deal figured out
before you franchise tag him?
For sure.
Wait, you don't pull a stunt like the Jets and trade for Hassan Reddick thinking, oh, hey, we can.
He's going to show up for sure. Yeah, tomorrow this time. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, no, okay, fair enough.
That's
a good point, but
he's the only one that's really ever done it.
But maybe he wants to go find his own deal and they mutually just like whatever. Like,
yeah,
I can see that too. Ways. You know,
I don't know where he'd go. You know, the Giants could use a quarterback like him, maybe that would maybe let him start, even. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Got San Francisco. Malik Neighbors. I think San Francisco.
And San Fran, but San Fran, what's his name? GM Lynch or whatever.
Yeah.
His dang name.
Yep.
He came out and said that they want Purdy for a long, long time.
Really?
Well, he has to say that.
Yeah.
If someone asks him, do you want Purdy, what is he going
to
say?
You have to say that about Mr. Irrelevant? I don't think so. I don't think you have to
when
say
he's
that.
When
especially
he's
after a season he had.
When he's your starting quarterback, when he's your current starting quarterback on your
roster.
He's
got 1 year left, or does he need one now? I can't remember. If Purdy's got
one
more.
He has one more.
So this is extension time.
It is extension time.
But, yeah, you have to say that.
Yeah, what is he gonna? What else is he gonna say?
He's not gonna pull like what the Browns did and be like, no, Baker, like whatever, Baker Mayfield's not our guy. We're going after Deshaun Watson, and then.
How many playoff caliber teams? Arguably, San Fran could still maybe be one next year. I don't know. Arguably,
that,
right?
That
arguably,
West is gonna be tough.
Arguably, right? Oh yeah, for sure. Because Seahawks really want. What's his name? Their head coach really wants Geno Smith back bad, mm-hmm. too. And his contract's up. So there's an option there, too, for Sam, but I don't think that would happen. But do you even want Sam if you're a playoff team after seeing arguably the two most pressure-filled games he's ever played in his NFL career the last 2 weeks, and you saw it. And he played exactly the same as the way he played against the Lions the week prior. Yeah. Just holding on to it way too long, you know? Only getting to, like, his second read when most quarterbacks are already at their fourth or the ball's gone.
Yeah.
But I think it also exposes the Vikings' offense a little bit.
100%.
You know, like, like the Lions played straight 100%. Man-to-man, and then the Rams came out and played, and they don't play man-to-man typically at all. Yeah. And they just said, all right, we saw what the Lions did to you. We're going to do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see a ton of separation. I haven't looked at all the 22.
There wasn't, but at some point, separation in the NFL doesn't matter. The windows are so tight, you got to freaking throw the ball.
Yeah, you do.
You got to give him a chance.
Or you got to have a receiver that gets open.
Which he did all year, though. Sam Darnold did take those chances. You know, when you take chances, you throw some picks. So, you know, he did take those chances throughout the year, and I just didn't see him taking, like, those downfield chances in the playoffs. Very, very Kirk Cousins-ish in the playoffs, where you're not taking the chances downfield.
It's a dry spell.
So you would rather have the pick than the sack, is what you're saying. The possible pick.
It's like a mini punt. Why not?
Potentially. If it's third down and you're first and three. I'm taking a shot downfield 100%. It's like a punt.
We had a bunch of
second and
three.
Now you can pinpoint
sacks.
It. Yeah, almost.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So parting gift, found interesting. At the end of the season last year, Justin Jefferson endorsed keeping Kirk Cousins as his quarterback. He was asked literally the same question this year, and he had no comment on whether or not. You know, he's like, you know, my job is to be the best at what I do. And, you know, whoever comes in here, we're just going to work with that. You know, type deal. And he did not endorse Sam Darnold per se.
Yeah, I think he was very frustrated yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
You know, less is more in that scenario.
For sure. So interesting. Like I said, in a couple weeks on that other show before the Super Bowl, maybe we'll go on a Vikings tangent.
You mean the big game?
The big game, the mixing bowl,
at the Superdome.
With that, Kev, let's head right into our tent talk.
911, what's your emergency?
And to start tent talk, not a lot going on this week. Injuries though, N'Kobe Dean was just back for Philly and now is set to miss the rest of the playoffs.
He's a dog.
Yeah, man. Just not good to lose him. Deshaun Watson. I'm not trying to laugh at Deshaun Watson's misfortune here, but he went ahead and ruptured his Achilles and could miss all of 2025. God, somebody should write a book about the Browns the last, 5 years, because I'd probably read it, you know? Like, I know, like, Lions fan, you know, you've had your problems.
Your books.
your books
that he's read.
Us Vikings books, fans, plural. We've had ours. In my lifetime, the Ravens have always been mostly good, so I don't know.
They were the Browns
up and down.
they have up and downs every 12 years.
But, like, the Browns are just different, man. So, like, that... And this Deshaun Watson situation just kind of adds to the whole thing. Like, so I have no idea who's going to play quarterback there next year.
Probably your boy.
Probably Sam Darnold. Or Kirk Cousins, which he was about to go to Cleveland anyway before Atlanta. Yep. So
get back with the old OC.
Yeah. There's a chance.
See that angle.
The only real news I was seeing, Texans released Deontay Johnson. He was only there for like 2 weeks.
What's up with him?
There must be just...
Yeah, there's some...
It must just be like...
Cancer in the locker room or something?
Negative or something. I don't know. Yeah, cancer is a good way to put it. It has to be. Otherwise, White, he's got a good frame, you know. Yeah. He's got decent hands. I mean, he had the 14? Great year. He had the 14, great year
yeah.
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly. No, so he definitely did good.
He's
yeah.
got it in him. It's just, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is yeah.
it
yeah. technically thing? Fourth team because he was with the Steelers at the beginning, or at least at the beginning of, like, the NFL season, got traded to Carolina,
yep.
then traded to the Ravens. Ravens, we cut him because, like, you're complaining about, like, play time and, like, touches like,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, that's just
go kick, go kick rocks. We run the ball.
Yeah.
Literally, you have Derrick Henry.
Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, now. But because he's actually healthy. Let's see. We mentioned Russell Wilson. So, A.J. Brown, this is just kind of funny, actually. I don't even have an issue with it. I just thought it was funny. But, like, they pan to the sideline. A.J. Brown's just sitting there reading Inner Excellence on the sideline during the game.
What is that, like, a motivational book?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of, pretty much, you know. Okay. Like, I just thought
that
was
right
funny.
Now, real quick.
Well, and since that happened, that book is now number one on Amazon.
Really? Of course. Wow.
So, brilliant marketing move.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah, he's probably getting paid.
Should.
While also finding his inner excellence. Coaching. Let's see, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy mutually split, but Deion Sanders,
yeah,
those talks are heating up. Allegedly, they have already talked about it, which kind of blows my mind considering, like, what, 3 months ago we just mentioned how he was talking about it. Like, there's no way, like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now, like, we talked about, like, what if, you know, McCarthy's last year, he's gone, and what if Deion, and then we're all just like, nah, and now it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
now it could possibly
it could
be
happen.
If Jerry Jones isn't going to coach a team, it could be primetime. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I could see it.
I don't.
Especially with Shador going to the draft, but that'd be interesting. Like, what if he goes to the Giants? Then he's got to play against his kid twice a year.
Maybe yeah. that's planned. Maybe they want that. I don't know.
That'd be dope.
I don't know.
That'd be weird scheming up against your kid.
Right. You would think. Mike Vrabel. New HC of the Patriots. We knew that. We called that here at Banner with the Boys.
That makes my head hurt.
First, I feel bad for Mayo,
yeah.
to be honest. Like, it was yeah. weird, and we were talking about it a little bit, just how he was he given a real chance, you think? Or do you think this was literally the plan,
no,
potentially?
I don't think he was given a real chance. What I understand is that at something somewhere in Mayo's contract was a guarantee that he was going to become the next head coach and in some legal, non-legal language or whatever.
After Belichick. What?
Because, like...
This is the first time I'm hearing
this. Because Kraft wanted to keep Mayo
around.
From, like... Yeah, keep Mayo with the Patriots.
With the organization,
want,
sure.
Yeah, he didn't want to lose him, so how do I do that? And I have to, like, do something that guarantees or ensures he's going to want to stay. So we're going to get Belichick to, I don't know, tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Get Belichick to step down. We're going to now put Mayo in place. And then all of a sudden, last year, it's like
Vrabel doesn't get hired.
Yeah. Like, oh my God. Yeah. No, it's like if Vrabel gets candies now there, oh, I have this legal obligation to Mayo. But I really want Vrabel now.
Do you think they contacted Vrabel at all then? Like, hey, if you just go find a job for like 12 months, we got you next season, which would be really messed up, though, for Mayo. Like,
probably, but nobody's going to admit it.
Yeah, give me that documentary. I got to see it.
Or did they?
Tinfoil hat, everybody. Tinfoil hat.
Yeah, right.
Or did they get rid of him because they won that game against the Bills?
Oh. Or that. I mean,
I thought they were going to tank it. I would have. Like,
most people did.
Yeah. We didn't need that game. Lost our pick. So, yeah.
Lost his job, too.
The only other coaching change there's one more. Falcons fire their DC, Jimmy Lake. And then the Browns just upgraded somebody to be their OC, and I missed who it was. I can't remember, but I think it was somebody within the organization. So there is that. Sorry, new Browns OC, for not knowing your name and putting it in here. I feel bad.
Well, do something next year. We'll remember it.
Right. Yeah, I'm too slow on this. I don't got
no dice. Anyway,
keep going.
Congrats on the job, I guess. with that, Kev, let's go into our divisional weekend preview and picks.
We're back.
Preview and picks. You know, I felt very confident that we would be talking about the Vikings right now. And we're not, so don't even mention them.
Well, they would have won.
Unbelievable. If only. If only.
I'm picking them anyway.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, to start here, I don't think any of these games are easy picks, by the way. But to start, this one's pretty tough. Number four, Houston. Texans traveling to the Kansas City Chiefs. D'Angelo, why don't you start it off? Do you want to know what everybody else has picked so far before?
No, I want to hear a raw take out of.
You want to hear a raw take? Do I share anybody's?
Oh,
I mean, I see them, so it's kind of.
Don't share them. Don't share them.
Until you guys are done?
Yeah.
Until everybody's done? All right.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to go with Chiefs. I mean, they're vets. They've been in this position numerous of times. They didn't play at everybody. Patty, it's hard to beat him. You got to play at 150% to beat that guy, no matter who they got injured or whatever it is. He finds a way to win, injured or not, down 10 or not, doesn't matter. He's going to try to win the game. CJ, he's too inconsistent right now for me to put faith in him to beat the Chiefs.
Too inconsistent. Did you watch last week?
Yeah, did you watch 2 weeks ago when they got blown out the
water?
That's
why I chose Chargers. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. So, yeah. They even put no points on the board, man.
Stats matter.
But I don't know. For me, if I'm the Chiefs, I'm absolutely trying to stop Nico Collins. He's hot.
X Factor for you, yeah. Nico Collins.
What? Yeah, he's. I honestly think he's a top 10 wideout, man, dude. He's a stud.
Totally agree with that.
All right.
You said what?
I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, he's great route runner. His hands are phenomenal. He has the. I feel like he has that dog in him where you can't, like, you really got to try to stop him. And he's going to do the above and beyond. Like, this dude's averaging what? He was the number one receiver in the league before he got injured in yards, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so, about week three.
Yep. Yep, it was. I mean, yeah, a couple weeks in. He was out for a while, though. But I definitely think, yeah, he's
I mean, he's over a 1,000-yard receiver.
Yeah.
You know, he's tied. He's 22nd right now. But, yeah, he was out for a number of weeks.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Exactly.
But, yeah, he was at the top beforehand.
Yep, he was facing a lot of injuries. But, yeah, Chiefs. I mean, this one's definitely going to be battle of the quarterbacks. And if I'm going with
Do you think it's under the spread of 8.5?
I honestly think they might do a sneaky, like, backdoor cover, like, be down, like, 7. So I mean, like, 14 and score the last touchdown.
Not a competitive cover.
Yeah, no, not a competitive.
So, KC by 2 scores, then.
Give or take. Right. Like, you know, the Texans score within the last 2 minutes. Try to
just
get the
to
ball
make
back.
It look a little
yeah,
better.
Yeah, a little closer.
It ends up looking
a backdoor
better,
cover.
But it really wasn't.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But that defense, I mean, that D line is definitely playing stellar.
If they if they play like that again,
oh yeah, it's gonna be scary.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like the Texans are a bit inconsistent, so I don't want to like think they're gonna play like they did last week against, you know, these Super Bowl champs. But I mean, you never know, dude. Dudes are hungry. It's the playoffs. Anything can happen, but I would definitely lean towards the Chiefs this game.
D'Angelo going Chiefs.
Yeah, Tyler, so which way are you leaning here? Other than are you leaning the opposite way?
I'm going Texans, yeah. I think this is when the Chiefs fall. I don't think the Chiefs have been dominant at all this season. I think this is like a momentum thing for Houston, right? Chiefs have been off now for a week. They sat their starters last week of the season, so now it's been a little bit. Yeah, they've been practicing, you know, obviously.
A little rusty.
But like,
a little rusty, yeah.
I mean, if Houston Kelsey said he feels like he's 22 again.
Yeah. Come on, Travis.
Isn't that a Taylor Swift album?
Yeah, yeah. How would you know that?
I have no idea.
But if I'm Houston, you got to come out and score right away.
Like, yeah,
you can't dilly-dally with Pat Magic back there, like, seriously. So. Yep. If given the opportunity, Houston needs to go up like 14-0 early and then hopefully not look back. That's my thing. I don't know. Kansas City's clawed their way into every single game this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and they're going for a three-peat.
Yeah.
You know?
How many touches
arguably a dynasty right now.
How many touches do you think Mixon's going to have?
That's a good question.
Plus or minus 1.5.
Right? At this rate, he's not getting the ball over 10 times. There's no way.
You don't think
if you want to win,
over,
you're not.
He no. has to get it over 10 times.
No, I don't. Yes. I think if you want to beat the Chiefs, you gotta pass it, man. You gotta
But I disagree.
Under 10?
How many carries he had last week? Like
16.
Stand by.
I got it.
I totally made that
no,
up.
No, Mixon had 25 carries.
He did.
Yeah. For 106 yards.
What? Yeah. Okay, I think I'd turn off that game after halftime. But,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
So you want to recanter like, your take? You want to take the Texans now?
No, no, not a chance. No,
yeah, he's flipping.
No,
he's flipping.
Yeah, no, definitely not flipping.
Jacob, which way are you going over there?
All right, so there's a bunch of things that we've already touched base on. I'll try and make it quick. I'm concerned about whether or not the Chiefs offense is going to have any rust from 2 weeks off.
Yes,
we've,
it will.
We've learned that rust happens with rest.
Yeah,
like historically, it's going like to be a thing. I'm concerned about the consistency of the Texans offense. They were slow to get going against the Chargers. Like the first five possessions were like what? Fumble, punt, punt, interception, punt, right?
And yeah.
Did a whole bunch of nothing. I believe though, the Texans D has the moxie to hang around with the Chiefs offense.
They do.
Keep it close. But that offense has to show up at some point. They got to get it going because if they don't, then the defense isn't going to be able to hold up forever. And they have to keep C.J. Stroud up. That means Joe Mixon's got to run a lot, and he's got to run angry, which he has been doing. That said, Mahomes just and his wife just had a kid, so it's going to be the Chiefs.
I'm sitting on the edge of my chair. Which way are you going?
I know. He's explaining it. I'm like, oh, Chiefs for sure.
And then I'm like, no, maybe
he's going Texans.
Right.
Oh, Chiefs.
Chiefs. Yeah.
Drumroll.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love it. Great take. Great take.
Did you pick a team?
Yeah, he did Chiefs.
I think
because Mahomes is having a
kid. They just had a kid.
Yeah, they just had a kid.
Right, I gotcha. I really want to take the Texans here, but I just think the at home is going to be the difference. I think with Chris Jones sitting for a couple weeks, he's actually needed the rest.
He's going to help him.
And so I think that he's going to affect the Joe Mixon difference maker, and I don't think CJ Stroud is going to be playoff ready yet in that atmosphere. I think he's going to throw a couple picks.
Dang it, I just had a really good question, and then I distracted myself. Darn it. Oh, so do you think the week of this week of rest, do you think it benefits defense more than offense?
I think it
like player wise. Like, do you think it benefits defensive players over offensive players? Like,
I do.
I feel like offense, you kind of get out of a rhythm if you're not, you know what I mean? But defense, you're like, well, let's just heal my body so I can just fly around. You know
exactly. Yeah.
So
I don't know. At this point in the season, I think everything's just, they've done it so many times that it's just a rhythm thing. And as long as their body's healthy and they know they're confident of making that cut, they're like, oh, that doesn't hurt anymore. I think that's what really matters in the game. Especially then, the Chiefs are more of a veteran team too, so the rest is going to help them the most.
Yeah,
right. Bring them back to 22 years old.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some obscene Andy Reid stat of how many wins versus losses he has coming out of a bye week too. So
exactly,
I'm sure. Yeah,
not many losses.
Yeah.
Let's see. The only other people at the moment to take Texans, I think we're only missing picks from Graham and Cody. Let's see.
Get on it, boys.
Ben is taking the Texans. Trey is taking the Texans. And then me. And everybody else is on the Chiefs bandwagon.
My heart says Texans, but my brain says Chiefs.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, you got to listen to your heart, man.
I did last week, and I was 5-1.
Yeah, I know. And our hearts are shattered. Commanders at Lions. D'Angelo is last.
Yep.
Rob.
I honestly think.
No, you're last.
You're last.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that part.
He's gonna talk.
No,
no, he's choosing not to hear. Rob.
I am going Lions. I think Detroit's gonna come out fast. And I think just the style of defense that Detroit plays, it'll be interesting to see how Daniels reacts in that scenario, in that environment. All year he's been pretty cool, calm, and collect. But I just think that offense, I don't think they're going to be able to outscore him. So I just think that the Lions are just going to get
shootout.
In a shootout. I think they're going to end up still like squeezing out a 10-point win.
Okay.
I agree.
Fair enough. Jake, Commanders at Lions.
This is going to be a sneaky good game. I think it's going to rival Ravens-Bills as far as excitement. Lions are going to continue to play physical offense and defense, which is what they always do. David Montgomery's most likely going to be back. That's going to be crucial for continuing to play physical, which I don't think the Commanders defense can stick with. And that Lions defense is fast too. Anzalone's back. Really important for them. It's Lions, unfortunately.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't really have anything to lose, so I really want to go Commanders here. But like the more
what
I think,
great football
like,
mind.
The more
Texans Commanders,
so go for it. That's the Dan Campbell mentality.
Yeah.
But he's just smart about it. I don't know, man. I really want to say like the Commanders' offense is going to give the Lions' defense some trouble. Just too many injuries defensively for the Lions. Jaden Daniels is still kind of a wild card, even though you know, the Lions know what they're probably going to get out of him.
Yeah.
And you're coming into it's going to be loud in there. Yeah. It's going to be a tough place to play.
Vegas says this is the biggest spread of all four games.
Yeah, I bet.
It is.
If that helps with your decision.
No, it doesn't. and David Montgomery being back is huge, though. Like, I like that dual threat is ridiculous. Laporta, Amon-Ra, I gotta go with the Lions at home. It's just tough, man. It's gonna be a tough place to win. Now, if the Rams beat the Eagles, see me next week, because I think that's somebody that I don't think... I think the Lions would rather play the Eagles than the Rams right now.
Ooh, Stafford.
100%.
Back in Detroit.
I think
that would be insane. Tickets sold out.
I didn't even think about that yet.
Yep, tickets sold out.
Yeah, so I got to go Lions. D'Angelo, we could skip you if you want.
Right. You guys already know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels. Big Jaden Daniels fan.
No Lions by far. I honestly think the Commanders could cover that spread. I definitely think it's going to be a one-touchdown game.
Okay.
It comes down to it. But yeah, it's all about if the Commanders come out hot. If they don't, if they let the Lions have that momentum first quarter,
it's done.
It's over with.
It's
done. You're going to get wrecked by 20, 30. It's going to get to that point because, you know, especially with Dan, that head coach, dude, he's trying to just drill teams at this point.
Well, I saw
make a statement.
I saw a meme, like some that said, like, it's going to be a fun coaching matchup, Dan Campbell versus Quinn, and they both go for it on fourth down, and it's going to be a Madden game pretty much is what they said. Right. No field goals, no punts, going for it on fourth and 10 and under, like, every time.
That'd be exciting.
So, it's going to be a ridiculous game. It'll be fun. The environment will be electric, no doubt.
9.5's the spread, just FYI.
Yeah. Really?
Throw that out there.
It might drop, I think, towards the end of the week.
You think so?
Yeah, I can see the money moving towards to cover.
Yeah, to the cover for sure. Away from the money line.
Game three. LA Rams traveling to the Philadelphia Eagles. I haven't started yet, have I?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, okay. I'll start with this one.
Carry the one. Judge's ruling. Eagles by 45.
He did a lot of pre-prep for this show, obviously.
Do we need to go to somebody else here?
it's just tough. Like, I got to go Rams. And I think it's because, like, if Jordan Love played a better game, that game was different last week. I think he was the biggest factor. So if Matt Stafford can come in and just take a couple chances down the field, get Kupp more involved. He wasn't very involved in the Vikings game. He had that one deep ball, you know, but he wasn't very involved.
Yeah. Especially
If Higbee can come back, which he's set to possibly come back, that'd be big for them too.
They need him.
Because he was destroying the Vikings early. Five receptions, 58 yards to start the game, I think it was. So, like, just destroying him. Kyren Williams is a hard, tough runner.
Yes.
And that defense is fast. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a really close game, though. I think it could be like 17-14 type of game. But I'm taking Rams. But I think it's going to be a low scoring battle. And like, who knows? It could be cold in Philly. I don't know what the weather's looking like.
About 30 degrees.
Yeah. So
on Sunday,
I think it's just going to be. It's going to be a finesse battle, though. It's not like hard hitting. I don't think it'll be like as hard hitting as other games we'll see this week. It'll be more finesse.
So you've watched zero Eagles games so far.
Yeah, I was like, did you not see?
Game though. I think this one. I don't know.
Between their fans and their players, they're pretty hard.
I'm not saying their fans are going to be finesse. They'll let you know. Their fans are all casting breaks.
Found a way to sneak that in there real quick.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just go look up Eagles fan, Packer fan. And you'll see enough. You'll see enough. Who wants to be next?
I'll go next just real quick. This is going to be Rob's blowout of the week here. I think Eagles are just going to come out and dominate
Rob's blowout of the week. I tried to give such a good take on the Rams. I attempted.
No, I'm going opposite. I think this is where the Rams really fail. I think the Eagles' corners can cover with Puka and Cooper. And if Higbee's not back, that's definitely another L on that side. I think the Eagles' defense will just bring a whole different pressure to even rushing just four, which the Vikings really couldn't do. And then the backside, they'll be able to cover versus our older, got to play more of a palm style defense, not man to man, which I think the Eagles can. And then offensively, Barkley.
Under 100 yards this week.
Well, good for you losing that bet. So, we're going big on the Eagles.
That fails all the time.
Hey, I am. I did finish last place in the regular season standings. So. I'm just here to coordinate. So, Jake, are you done?
Yeah, that's...
Is that enough?
No,
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Boasting around, huh?
Just threw his take in the garbage.
Rob's points are really good. The Eagles secondary is going to be able to cover the Ravens, the Rams wide receivers, Puka and Cooper. That Eagles front four is going to be able to put pressure on Stafford that the Vikings unfortunately weren't able to do. That Eagles defense is just physical, physical, physical. They're gonna punch him in the mouth, and it's gonna be Eagles, and Saquon's gonna go over 100. Yeah,
maybe in the air, catching
all purpose.
Yeah, oh, easily.
Okay, all purpose. He's over 100. I'm talking rushing. He's not going over 100. All purpose. That's a given. It's a given for him.
Do we not remember what the Eagles did to the Rams in the regular season?
Yeah,
in LA.
Yeah,
that was violent. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Tyler missed that.
Don't worry about it.
Which
way are you gonna go?
Oh, Eagles for sure. That defense is gonna be too much for Matt. Definitely, he's a vet, so you really can't count him out in that aspect. But it's too many dogs on that Eagles defensive line and the secondary. You got some young cats, Blankenship, Najin. You know, you got a vet, Slay. You know, so it's like. Yeah, they got the perfect matchup they wanted as far as, like, the secondary on the wideouts. So they definitely get an A on that. And then the D-line, it's just phenomenal. So, yeah, I definitely think they win by at least 10 points, give or take.
At least 10. Give or take 10?
Yeah,
at least 10, give or take 10?
Yeah, the spread is, like, at 5.
6.
I think it was at 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
6?
Yeah, it's at 6. Yep. Minus 5.5. Whatever.
Round plus it up.
And grenades.
Take the 10 plus money.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, last but not least, Ravens at Bills. So that means Jake's last. Actually, you know what? But screw it.
Let's get his hot takes right away.
Yeah.
Get it out the way.
Ravens at Bills. Game of the week for us. I would say.
He won't delay as long as you did to make a pick.
Yeah, that's right. I actually got notes here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's why mine are hot takes. Right. I don't write them down and steal them from other people. I'm just kidding.
First things first, it's going to be your typical AFC North weather. Right now, we're forecasted at 20 degrees, windy, and a chance of snow showers.
Oh, my
is right.
And it's in Buffalo.
Buffalo. It's perfect. So it's perfect weather for what the Ravens are built for. Hard, physical run game. Bills can run the ball, too, but they're not as physical. So it's going to be a line of scrimmage battle. Who's going to win that on both sides? And it, to me, favors the Ravens. Low scoring, physical game. I'm going to take Ravens. And even though we've got all this hype about MVP versus MVP just because of the weather, neither one's going to have a giant, like, blockbuster stat line, and it's just going to come down to who doesn't make a mistake. And I think Lamar's got everything going for him right now.
He's dialed.
He does.
He's
dialed
set to in. Go.
Yep.
I agree.
Ravens.
Right. Fair enough.
If it was any surprise.
It's really not.
I was kind of on the fence for a second.
Anybody else want to go first? Otherwise, I'll just take the Ravens because I think their offense is just too much. Yeah. I think they're just too much. I really wanted to go Bills just because I felt like they're finally ready to take that step. But honestly, these last few weeks, that Ravens offense is almost just unstoppable.
Yeah.
And watching Lamar in the pocket last week and how comfortable he is. Like you said, if it's going to be snowy weather, you got to be super comfortable this week. Not saying Josh Allen wouldn't be, you know, because it seems to snow there every other week right now. So they're used to it as well. But like you said, I like the Derrick Henry over James Cook kind of idea. I think the battle in the trenches will be similar in this game. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think the Ravens just edge them out. It'll be a Derrick Henry show.
For sure. I agree.
You agree? All right. Tell us why you agree more.
Oh, I will.
I agree with what he said about Derrick Henry being. Is that what you did in school? Well, I agree with, you know.
I think now that the Ravens have that versatility with, the, you know, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, you know, that's a dual threat in the run game itself. So, like you said, you can give Lamar 15 carries and still give Derek 25.
But should you give Lamar 15 carries?
So. If I need to, yeah, I'm doing it for sure. I mean, it's going to be cold, so it's like the passing's going to be not in favor in a sense. Even though I think with Bateman, I feel like nobody can confidently guard him on in the rain. I mean, in Bill's secondary. That dude, he's been playing lights out too. I feel like
he's been getting
as
loose.
Of late.
Yeah,
he's
like slimy. Like he's not the fastest, but he can get open.
He's got a good route. He can run good.
Yeah, routes. Yeah, exactly. So, and he has good hands, I would say too. But it's definitely gonna be a showdown. Ravens. I'm leaning towards the Ravens. Like Lamar, he's hard to stop right now. The whole offense is hard to stop. Like Allen can only do so much. And Cook, too, with him being less physical, especially against the Ravens' defense right now. So, yeah, I think Ravens get it, thug it out, win by three or more.
By three or more?
Mm-hmm.
Three or more? Well, what a blowout. I'm actually going to circle the wagons on this one. I just think it's going to be a goofy game. I know the Ravens have been hot.
Especially if there's weather.
And the weather, yeah. I just think it's going to be a goofy game. And I think just crowd noise a little bit and just the conditions, it's going to be a weird bounce somewhere, a weird tip, and the Bills are going to squeak one out. That's just how it is. The spread's at one for the Ravens. They've already played one time this year. The Ravens came out 35-10 in Baltimore earlier in the season. So, probably teams are a little bit different now, but I just something goofy is going to be it. On paper, I would say the Ravens are going to win, but I think some goofy bounces are going to happen.
Involved.
The Bills are going to circle the wagons and then end up in KC. Wow.
Okay.
For round what, four or whatever between Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes in the playoffs? I don't know. I'm ready for another Lamar Jackson versus Pat Mahomes matchup.
It's a win-win like scenario.
But if we're going to go by my picks, it'll be Lamar Jackson versus CJ Stroud. So
you don't
I'll
really
take
want
that.
To see,
yeah. Yeah, I bet you will. Yeah, because the Ravens would stomp them.
Yeah, no, they would.
I won't even do the hypotheticals. But, yeah, the Ravens would stomp the Texans, and I think the Bills would too. I think the Texans and Chiefs is just a better matchup for the Texans right now, personally. But, anyway. Yeah. That's it.
It was a good collection of games. It was exciting. And even next week's matchups, all of them could be elite with all elite quarterbacks in them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I agree.
I mean, that's pretty much who's left is all.
And I hate that we always do talk about the quarterbacks, you know, all the time. But at the same time, it's just like that's the most important position, especially when you get to the playoffs.
It is.
Because if they don't make the right move, what are you going to do? You know, we saw it. Sam Darnold, Jordan Love. We you know, so I don't know.
But we also saw running backs.
Oh, running backs
have a significant impact.
They came back this year.
They came back in a big way this year.
Is it almost like the NFL is like kind of caught up to the passing game where they've gone so fast, you know, on the defensive side, you know, the linebackers are almost like safeties now, you know, that a good running back in establishing the run against smaller defenses on the back end,
that's a good point,
can be effective now, you know. Yeah. And everything in the NFL is always trends. They go one way, they go spread.
It's just weird how the game changes like that. Like the NBA with the three-pointers. Are they eventually going to go back to shooting a jumper, or is it all going to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the game's just changed. So,
no,
that's a good point. You know, how high does Genty go? You know, at this point, how high is you know, a running back valued in the draft coming into this year after the Lions took Gibbs, you know, in the first round?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
I don't know if the value in the draft will be back quite yet.
They have him going like, we're going on a tangent, but yeah, they have him going like late teens, mid 20s, somewhere in there. Or I've seen as
Genty?
Early as
Genty. I could see him going top 10.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, top 10.
What? Yeah.
Holy crap.
We'll talk about that on our draft show in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Which we're going to have. Yeah. Yeah. So
top 10.
Hopefully it'll be
a good take.
Are we going to try to do that mobile one? Where they can like hop in the video.
Oh, a live
deal. Yeah. We're gonna try so you guys can like hop in, you know.
Oh, cool.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
get everybody. Anyone that's got their couple
of draft takes.
Yep. But, who your team wants.
With that, obviously don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you next week to talk about the conference championships.
Score the bowl next year.
Stay safe, LA.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.